From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, how the Fort Worth Stock Show houses nearly 30,000 critters. First, Dallas gets a good grade on a report card released today that rates Texas school meal programs. One in five Texas families doesn't have enough food to eat. As a result, many kids go to school hungry. That's why school nutrition programs play an important role, and why the nonprofit Children at Risk decided to rank them for the first time. The Dallas School District was honored for having a standout school food program. There are 63 districts in Texas with at least 10,000 kids, 60% of them qualifying for free or reduced meals. Dallas ISD is one of them and also has one of the top 10 nutrition programs in the state. Ron Sylvan is with Children at Risk.
The reason we do the school rankings is to draw attention to those programs that are outstanding across the state of Texas and those that are not so great and could certainly use some improvement.
Children at Risk has always ranked schools for academics. Some says nutrition plays a big role in students doing well in school.
I think that people sometimes fail to realize the connection between kids having full stomachs when they walk into the classroom and how that impacts their ability to learn.
The rankings were based on participation in school meal and after-school meal programs. Dallas was the only North Texas district in the top 10. In recent years, federal officials have applauded Dallas ISD for its efforts to improve school food and create healthier menus. Today on Think, rooting out bias in healthcare. An estimated 84,000 minority parents die each year because they don't get the same level of treatment that white patients receive. Dana Bowen-Matthew, a professor at the Colorado School of Public Health, studies the implicit biases ingrained in our healthcare system, and she told Chris Boyd that real change would require an update to the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
First of all, number one, we would have to acknowledge that disparate impact, that is the type of indirect violation that is not intentional, is actually prohibited in law. Secondly, we'd have to set the standard at what is known as reasonableness. That is to say that people have to take reasonable steps to prohibit unconscious racism or implicit bias. That would be hospitals have to take what is, by the scientific evidence, reasonable to do to stop their physicians from using these unintentional biases. And the third change that I would like to see made in that law is to recreate the availability of a private cause of action. That is, that if all else fails and that the incentives that providers and clinicians are being invited to take to prohibit unconscious bias, if all else fails, then private parties who are victims of unconscious bias could bring a lawsuit.
Dana Bowen-Matthew is the author of Just Medicine, A Cure for Racial Inequality in American Healthcare. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. At the Fort Worth Stock Show, there are a record 30,000 stars, from cattle to goats and rabbits to roosters. KERA's Stephanie Quo reports it could take up to a year to get these critters ready for their debut.
Over the past 120 years of the Fort Worth Stock Show, most people will happily tell you what keeps them coming back.
I like seeing all the animals. I like to see goats, and I want to show them.
That's Emily Roberts. She's 13 years old and came in with her dad from Springtown, just northwest of Fort Worth. Then there's Elizabeth Brady from Frisco.
I just think it's the whole city folk thing and the people coming here to see the animals. You know, you don't get to see it every day. You may drive by, but you don't get close, and this way you get to be close and see them and possibly touch them if you dare.
It's clear there's a universal love for livestock here. This is the first year the stock show's population has topped 30,000. They stay in barns, four for cattle, one for swine, one for sheep. A large part of opening weekend is getting those animals safely to their temporary homes. Monty Kemp, one of five arena directors, says action in the barns starts getting serious a week before the show.
We put all the shavings down and make sure the barns are clean and tidy and ready for the arrival of the animals. They come in different shifts.
So no, not all 30,000 are crammed into the barns at once. Kemp says you'll see 2,500 or so at any given time. In about 5 days, after those owners have shown their animals, they pack up and leave.
We call it a changeover period, where we clean the barns and get ready for the next set.
Long trailers line up outside each barn. Owners run wheelbarrows of feed back and forth they fluff up pillowy layers of hay and shavings, and the sound of bleating goats and crowing roosters echo down the corridor connecting the barns. It's a lively but relatively calm scene. The stock show just completed a $15 million barn renovation. The state-of-the-art Cattle Barn 2 now features an electric makeover, ventilation, and more space for the competitors. It also includes a 120-seat viewing area for a new milking parlor. Exhibitors say Fort Worth has the best barns, possibly in the world.
Well, this thing is legendary, and we're improving the facilities as we go along, and we try to take care of the people when they get here, answer their questions, and make them feel comfortable. And that goes a long way.
That's what's kept exhibitors like Clifford Buchanan coming back for half a century.
Greatest show on dirt right here.
Buchanan is the owner of Diamond B Cattle Company in Decatur. He's set up in Cattle Barn 2 with his five brown jerseys.
That's Diamond B, Cherish, and Laura, and Dumplin', Baylou, and Flojo. So they all have, they're just like people. They all have names.
For Buchanan, who boasts some grand champion heifers, getting the stars ready for the stock show is a year-long ordeal.
They're not born broke to lead. They have to be trained and worked with every day. You get them accustomed to the climate that's here, the routine. They got to get used to hauling. We try to have some noise at home like this here. Just, it's a year-long process, but basically in the last 6 or 8 weeks, that's when we put it in high gear.
He also teaches his cattle how to step on and step off a trailer and stand calmly during the long drive from the ranch. Once they're here, it's smooth sailing.
We feed them 3 or 4 times a day. They get milk twice a day. They get watered. They get bathed. We'll work on their haircut some more, keep them in a soft bed, and it's a good place to be a cow.
When the stock show shuts down for the day, the animals stay put in their barns, and security guards are on patrol all night. Buchanan will be packing up his cows soon, hopefully with a ribbon or two. Stephanie Kuo, KERE News.
Should be mostly cloudy skies tonight. Chances for showers with a low around 33. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 46. You can follow KERA News on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.